On Local, Part 2.1.3, The Closest Human Equivalent. The closest human equivalent for the subculture tech of the many worlds of the Big Bad Brew are the transhuman satellites launched from the very large interplanetary space stations, New Santarctica Project, and the old Kirkwood Gap of the asteroid belt near Hygieia. That was an instance of stellar culture that dominated several global cultures with their language, customs, and culture. Brixton Verde, the only human who will ever see this project launch a satellite, they made him watch from a stasis tree, which is a kind of ship that utilizes a flavor of white hole radiation to circumambulate the universe. Brixton never realizes he is not playing a video game when he sees the launch from the Centaur system. It is a complicated set of events, which Brixton will attempt to write down in a dream journal his wife was trying to get him to keep. It was part of the couple's therapy they were having at the time. That was before Sunshine Mosquito was born. The subculture of the transstellar culture of the many worlds of the Big Bad Brew built a series of intergalactic spaceships operated by artificial intelligence whisperers. These were super intelligent hobbyists of the many different orders and species from the many different homeworlds. They had a popular programmed element in the protean entertainment system of the brew, which everyone enjoyed. The ships this expansive subculture made were designed to traverse the many solar systems in the Milky Way, which they called something else. It can be translated into a phrase in between a very long silence with truncated lack of heat pulses and a visual fiction projection phrase near many drops of metallic gas shavings in a superconductive solution. Imagine trying to translate a bee's dance into Russian. The idea is simply an equivalence between different understandings of the known universe. One of these brew ships was nominated via a series of omniscient repeaters connected to the Big Bad Brew's series of porps in the local group. When an extended AI program interacted with an extra local protocol of ether computing, what Earthlings know and love is the interface for the Cosmic Constant MRPG. The ship was sent to collect the contact originalist, which humans don't know as a concept. It is almost similar to the idea of playing chicken, but there is a good bit of interzone meaning. Interzone species in the brew do not translate equivalently. They are miles long, almost solid black, with multiple consciousnesses that constantly fight with each other, and there are no sensory organs of any sort. They live in deep space, have metallic skin that is a football field thick, and swimming with big brew made deep space parasites who work as translators. There is no sound associated with these organisms. They make none and hear none in space. Though death could be part of the concept of contact originalists, it is basically a developing gesture, like two human infants trying to talk to each other, but just making cooing sounds. But they know the names of the sentient organisms they are looking for. Crazy Ivy 96, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dumpster Raven, ABC. To put it in plain terms, since the vessel, where Sunshine will eventually be marooned in, is a Big Brew hobbyist spacecraft being operated by a series of cloned artificial intelligence algorithms, after having traveled the galaxy for several millennia without any contact from home base, developed their own set of disjointed protocols for alien contact or forced quantum sliding. This craft is heading to the Earth's local group to find the organisms that just greeted the AI via some digital protocol. It is using the language of an interzonal Big Bad Brew species, so there is going to be no hope for a usable translation for any Earth species. And they are several hundred thousand light years from Earth, so several Earth years off at FTL. They are aware of three individual organisms connected to a solar network of ether-based computing systems. Brixton Verde is also aware they are coming because he remembers being on the same ship in the future, but he had a mustache back then.